And you're in the middle of the film festival at the moment. I know you've had, in fact, I went along to a screening on Sunday evening, but you've still got the red carpet night coming up next weekend, is it?
Yes, yeah. So that is on Saturday at Te Uku Hall, and that's our red carpet awards evening. So this is all the films that have been submitted. We had this raffle screenings over from Thursday night with the opening night, and then Saturday and Sunday, and they were really well attended. So it was really good to be able to share that out to the Raglan community, and also for the filmmakers to be able to see their films being on the big screen.
And I did think, cool. I did notice how well attended it was, and I remember when I used to help with the film festival, that was the one we actually had trouble getting people along to fill up when the local films were played, but it's obviously not an issue now.
No, you know, it's great. Everyone, comes along and, it's good. It's really good. So, and it's good getting the feedback from, all the community, because we're the volunteering, team as well that run the film festival. That we're all really familiar with all the films that they've been submitted.
Yeah.
Which was back in a while. So it's good to get them out there. And so the red carpet, the awards night is a night of celebration, really, just getting everyone together and announcing the winners.
Got some prizes, a bit of prize money.
Yeah, we've had some fantastic sponsorship this year from, there's Waikato District Creative Communities, Christie Carpentry, Raglan Signs, West Coast Plumbing and Gas,
yep.
Nick from Raglan Beer, PureLink, used to be one of Wi-Fi and now PureLink.
Oh, okay.
The Raglan Lions again, awesome, Foursquare and Super Value. Raglan Community Radio, our favourite sponsors. Living Productions, and a lot of people have put time and energy in. Another new sponsor, 381 Trust.
Right.
As well. And, Marek Kanowski. So,
you've
all
got quite
that helps.
Quite a lot on board. So that's good. And should we stick with the subject of movies? Because are you ready for movies this weekend?
Yes. We are. Yeah, Red Carpet Night, Te Uku Hall this year. Next time we'll be speaking, we'll be announcing we'll know who the winners are.
Mm, yeah.
And then, movies this weekend as well. So, McMurray, The Pursuit of Colour. This is on the screening on Saturday, the 19th of November at 5 o'clock.
And this is a documentary, is it?
Yeah, it's a intimate portrait of... I'll just let that ring. Hang on. A photojournalist, Steve McMurray, he is a contemporary one, and he's travelled the globe everywhere. And so it's a portrait of all his work over the last 40 years. We've already screened it a couple of times, and the feedback has been awesome. Amazing photographer.
Right. So what time is that one on Saturday?
That's on Saturday, 19th of November at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then screening the same night at 8 o'clock is Good Luck to You, Leo Grande. And this is with Emma Thompson. She's a retired school teacher and a widow, and she's looking for a bit of fun in her life. Her husband is gone, so she's looking to start have a plan to find adventure with a sex worker named Leo Grande.
Uh-huh. Oh, we know that because Emma Thompson's in it, that it's going to be good, basically.
Yeah, she's an amazing actress. She's been in so many good films. So that's on Saturday at 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday, 20th of November, that's at 4:30 p.m. as Munch. And that's Love, Phantoms and Lady Vampires. And it's about the works of Edvard Munch.
And it says, I read in the poster here, a new light on a man with a singular charm. Seriously, charismatic. Yes. I was wondering if he was shocking people at all at the time, but I can't really tell from the...
I'm not sure. It's what's blue here. There is no painter in the world both more famous and less known than Edvard Munch. Huh. The debt contemporary culture has towards Munch is impressive, from Andy Warhol to Ingmar Bergman.
There we go. That
Graham Tuckett has given his review as an enjoyable film celebrating a man who wrestled a lot of joy, romance and beauty out of the morass of poverty, madness and those endless winters he has been born into.
Ooh, all right. There you go. So that's movies this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Then what else am I going to ask you about? I'm looking at my list. Oh, you had the Monster Garage sale. How did that go?
Oh, yeah, that was great. So So, yeah, thank you very much to our Rangan Whangaroa community. We raised, we're still getting a few things sold on Trade Me, but it's about 3,200.
Okay, that sounds
good. Good approximate amount that we fundraise for. So that is, yeah, it's awesome.
And that's going to be used?
That's helping to keep the doors open.
Oh, right.
The old school. So yep. There was a funding shortage this year of 14,000.
That's right. Yeah, maybe you're talking about that last time. Yeah.
So that will go towards the many things that help keep this old school art centre ticking over.
Okay.
So keeping the building clean, getting the power, paying for the power and all the bills that come in with it.
Jacqueline, the arts, yeah. The arts talk, this is happening once a month. You've got another one coming up?
Yeah, so Whangaroa Artist Talk this month is with Rodrigo Hill. And that is on Thursday, the 24th of November. And many of you will know Rodrigo. He's one of your DJs.
He is. And in fact, actual fact, I'm going to interview him about this next week.
Cool. Yeah, so he is he's a local artist. He's a photographer, documentary, portraiture and short film collaborations also. He is also a lecturer at the University of Waikato School of Arts, Screen and Media, and he's done quite a lot of exhibitions as well around New Zealand and internationally. Mm. So yeah, I won't talk too much about it because you'll be interviewing Rodrigo as well. So,
yeah. And you've got that Spirit of Christmas exhibition on again, have you?
Sure have. So everyone, the Clay Shed team, the volunteers are all super busy getting all prepared, and we've done call out to artists as well to contribute. So the cut-off date for that is, I'm not sure, but I can find out. You can just email us at The Old School if you're wanting to put some items in for sale. This is our annual Christmas gifts. It's a fundraiser for the Clay Shed. And it's all about locally made Christmas gifts, and prices range from about starting about $5 up to about $500.
Is this starting soon?
The opening will be on the 26th of November, and it'll run through to the 11th of December. It'll be open daily 10 till 4.
Okay. And, great for Christmas shopping, support local artists, support the old school. Win-win-win. And you don't have to go to Hamilton. Even better.
Exactamundo.
Okay. Oh, there was one other thing I saw. And again, I'm doing an interview on this, so we're probably preempting it. But Old Chicks Rock. What is that? Actually, I don't know much about that. I just know I've booked an interview.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So Penny, our music coordinator, has booked in Old Chicks Rock. And we've got that is as a tongue-in-cheek look at life, written and performed by experienced actor and author Judy Billcliffe. So she's known for her humorous poetry. So she is just talking about from the heady heights of, I'm just reading this out, from the heady heights of young love to the challenges of romance as mature woman, that's a genuine and at times saucy comedy about life and the aging process. Libido issues to menopause and mammograms, looking back at how our lives used to be before gravity took hold.
There you go.
Ably supported by the talented muso Helen Stewart, is guaranteed to make you chuckle. Age is not a barrier to getting out there and following your dreams.
Okay, and that I see is Sunday the 27th of November.
Yes, at 4:30. Yeah. Okay. And you've got an interview lined up, have you?
I think earlier that, so that's on the weekend, so you'll probably be on the Thursday. That's usually when I do my interviews for the weekend. Replayed the next morning, a couple of hours earlier, so it's all good.
So it sort of sounds like it's a comedy, sort of like performance,
slash
bit of music in the background too as well.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit different.
I think that's everything, is it, Jacqueline?
I think so. We've just had the market. Deb had the market,
which
was really great. The first time that was everything was summer. As it gets busier, Deb opens up around the garden area out the back there. So, I came by and everything was pumping. Great. Awesome. Good weather. Nice to see good weather for the market. And so, this next December market will be on the 11th of December.
That will be a big one, Christmas shopping market. All right, Jacqueline, look, thank you for your time this morning, and we'll let you get back. I know you're pretty busy at the moment, so get back to work and keep up the good work.